You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking a lot about the love of God, and we've covered a lot of material. And today, I want to kind of remind you of something before we get into the next part. And so we're going to spend today kind of going over that. And this is, and again, you need to listen, go back and listen to everything that we've said so far. And today we're going to deal with something I want you to do while you're going back listening. Now, if you want to go back and listen, and you should go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. And you can sign up for a podcast so you can get it automatically. We also have a free offer for a daily devotional on knowing and believing the love of God. And so let's go back. So go back and look at that, okay? Now, here in, as a refresher, and that's really what today is, remember what we're talking about and why we're talking about it. In 1 John 4:16, it says, "We have known and believed the love that God has for us." Okay? We have known and believed it. So John is making a distinction between knowing about the love of God and believing it. And we've been spending a lot of time making sure not, yes, that you knew about the love of God, but you need to begin to believe it. Believe it for yourself. And not believe it as a concept, okay? But actually believe it for your personal life. And people say, well, how will I know when I believe it? Well, when it begins to affect you, when you begin to count on it, when you begin to press into it, when you begin to, when all, everything looks messed up, that you trust it, when you quit asking God why He isn't blank doing something. Now, in order to get to the place that you believe it, I want to remind you of something, and I know I've talked about this before, but we've talked a lot about the different things from the love of God, but you got to remember this. Go with me to Galatians 2 and in verse 20. Okay. Now, this is what Paul says. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. But I want to center up on this in verse 20. He goes through, now notice how personal this is. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life which I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. Now notice this, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, again, this is so important because Paul is not accepting the love of God as a concept. For God so loved the world. Well, that's great that He loved the world, but you need to believe that He loves you. You need to believe that Jesus came for you. You need to trust in that because in order for God to utilize you, like we talked about from Ephesians, you need to accept God's love, because if not, you'll always limit God, and you'll limit His goodness in your life because you'll be looking more at you than you are at Him. Now, again, where he says this, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, he could have gone with who loved me and gave himself for the world, but he didn't. He made the word personal. When there was a difference with Paul. When Paul heard, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so whosoever believeth him would not perish but have everlasting life. For Jesus did not come into the world to condemn the world, that the world through him might be saved." Paul heard that completely different. Paul heard this. Paul heard, "For God so loved me that he gave his only begotten Son for me, that if I would believe in him, that I would not perish but have everlasting life. That Jesus did not come in the world to condemn me, but that I, through Jesus, might be saved." He made the gospel personal. And in order to bring the gospel to the world, you have to make it personal. Now, why am I going over this? Because if you are going to believe God's love, all of these scriptures we've been talking about, you have to make personal. When we talked about Adam, right, completely blowing it, for selling the plan of God down river, for completely betraying God, and then God immediately beginning to give his very best to him, you need to see God doing that for you. That even if you completely blew it, even if you completely blew God's plan for your life, even if you completely blew the plan of God, that God loves you and will give you his best. When you read about the prodigal son and you see the boy completely receiving his inheritance, receiving blessings from the father, and completely squandering them, completely throwing them away, to the point that he basically completely messes up his life. And when he turns around and he runs back towards Jesus, and he runs back towards his father, and the father opening in his arms and loving him and pulling him in close and loving on his neck, not waiting for the kid to tell how bad he was, but and immediately beginning to bless his child. You need to see your heavenly father doing this for you. That this isn't a religious concept. You need to see yourself as that child that completely blew it, that messed up his life. But when you turned around and ran back to God, that God was not throwing you away, that he was pulling you close, that he was kissing your neck, that he's not sitting there listening to all the trash about "I'm so unworthy," but he's pulling you close and loving you, and he's calling for the best for you. He's calling for the best robe. He's calling for the ring of family. He's calling for the fatted calf for you. He's not holding it against you. He's loving you that way, because you'll never truly be able to believe God's love for you until you see him loving you this way. Don't make this story about the prodigal son. Make it about you. See yourself not really believing Jesus all that much the way Peter did. But you're trying to believe him. And then what does Jesus do? He loads up the boat with fish to the point it's sinking. Even when he was not as obedient as he should have been, he still blessed him and loved him. See that in your own life. See that. People say, "Well, you're just going to give people an excuse to sin." No, that's a lie. Actually, when you understand the grace of God, it eliminates sin. But that's not for today. But when you realize how much God loves you, you'll quit. You'll do just like Peter did. Peter didn't say, "Wow, I can get away with half-hearted obedience. I can get away with this. And here, let's do it again." What did he do? No, he fell down at Jesus' knees and said, "I am a sinful man." The love of God, the goodness of God, drew that man to repentance. And even when he fell away and completely denied Jesus, and Jesus went and found him and called him, and Jesus was feeding him, and he cried out, "Yeah, I love you, Jesus. I'm sorry." No, you need to see yourself like the woman caught in adultery in the very act. That even if it was just 10 minutes ago that you betrayed God and you lived in a way you shouldn't, you need to see Jesus stooping down, looking at you, seeing no one else but you, loving you, and telling you that he is your deliverer, not your condemner. That he is the one that loves you. He is your savior, not your accuser. And will he deal with you about your sin? Oh, absolutely. Go and sin no more. But you need to see that you can run into his very presence, and he's not going to accuse and condemn. He's going to love, help, restore, and save. Remember, he saved that woman before she ever asked for help. Before she ever uttered a word, Jesus loved her and saved her. Now, then we see the kindness of God, that God desires to be kind to you. And we see that kindness demonstrated by David to Mephibosheth, and he specifically says it is the kindness of God. You need to see God treating you that way. You need to see that Jesus loved you and gave himself for you. You need to see Jesus, the Father, paying the price to get you to the place that you could be blessed, to forgiving all of himself, to being the one that restores you, not condemns you, to be the one that would spare no expense to get you to the place he could love you and bless you. You need to see your Father being kind to you that way. You need to realize this is not about what God did for the prodigal. This is not about what God did for the woman caught in adultery. This is not about what God did for Adam. This is not about what David did for Mephibosheth. This is the Father loving you, that he loved you and gave himself for you. When you read these scriptures, take these Bible characters out of it and see the Lord treating you this way. See God treating you this way. These were examples. These were to show you who he was, the express image of the person. This is to see him so that you can see him loving you, caring about you, giving himself for you. Make this personal, because when you do, it will empower you to share the gospel with everybody, because you won't be intimidated by anybody anymore. Because God loves me. And you're going to believe his love. And even when you've blown it, you'll run to him, not from him. And even when you've been in sin, you'll say, you know what, if he loves me like that, why should I keep doing this? Why should I keep making these choices? Because Jesus loves me and wants to help me. Stay tuned for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Attention, faithful men of God. Kurt Owen Ministries wants to invite you to the 2019 Men's Faith Advance. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain and will be held at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. You will hear anointed messages from Kurt Owen, Pastor Aaron Dirksen, Pastor Patrick Hodeling, along with Praise and Worship with Charlie LeBlanc. You owe it to yourself to learn how to unleash the very power of God that is already inside of you simply by speaking his word to any mountain in your life. The mountain will move in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of faith, and faith comes by hearing, and you will hear at this Faith Advance. The price is $175. It's all inclusive, including two nights of hotel stay, all of your meals, and entrance into all of the conference sessions. Registration is easy. Simply text the word advance to the number 44321. Space is limited, so do not delay. Save your spot now to this life-changing event simply by texting the word advance to the number 44321. This will link you to all of the information that you need to register. Come join us to learn how to speak to the mountain. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard. Prayer and Share begins October 21st. We hope you'll join us to help raise the funds to continue this radio ministry. For over 29 years, the Word of God has been going forth from WCNO 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And His promise to us is that His